Hello, I'm Veronica Start, and welcome to my blogcast, where I'll be covering topics relating to holistic vocal coaching and personal stories relating to singing and performance in general. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram by searching at Soul Singer Coach, and don't forget to check out my online course, Sing with Soul in 7 Weeks, on my website, soulsingercoach.com. This is episode 7. My first live stream singing performance. After over 15 years of health issues that limited my own live singing ability, I set a goal for myself to do a live stream singing performance. While I had come a long way in my self-development and studies for my online courses to help other singers overcome the psychological barriers to singing, my work as a trauma survivor will never be over. I'm continuously advancing, and like many, I've had setbacks. Primarily, my more recent experiences are in recording, a very controlled environment with low risk. I'd never recorded myself on video singing before in my entire life, and as a mature woman, I didn't grow up with a webcam on me. In fact, seeing myself on camera, especially with my singer face, being a deeply seated fear of mine, it doesn't help that perfectionism is the bane of many artists and trauma survivors. I decided I had to get over myself as I watched all kinds of people put themselves out there on TikTok and Instagram and commit to the work I needed to do to make this happen. So over the last year, I experimented and had many technical struggles with attempting live streaming. There are also so many YouTube tutorials giving contrary technical advice or advice only for gamers on Twitch. And after realizing that using OBS with my new laptop wasn't going to work for live streams right now, I decided to stick with what I know. And I decided I would schedule a private streaming with a registered audience just using a Zoom link. My challenges weren't just the technological. It was also finding backtracks that I could use legally and not get my new channel or pages taken down from copyright violations. I don't accompany myself, and while I attempted to learn a little piano and guitar in the past, I am much more comfortable just doing my thing. As modern artists, we are not only singing, a task that is so complex to develop to a great standard. We are engineers, producers, writers, graphic artists, social media managers, and SEO gurus, all on a steep learning curve. I've always enjoyed the recording and production aspects, but time isn't something that we can create more of to do this work, so progress can be slow as other problems come up to solve. There was some issue with the final mixdown of cutting out some top end, but I don't think it's noticeable unless I'm on my monitoring headphones, so production-wise, I think it came out okay. Certainly, my own headphone monitor mix was not how it sounded in the final mix. Even on a real-life stage, unless you have inner ear monitors, you're really just working on memory and hoping the front-of-house engineer is on your side. In any case, I'll continue to improve my studio setup so I can offer a great audio experience for myself and my listeners online. Adjusting my expectations is all part of the learning curve. While I still note improvements to make on my delivery and overall physical conditioning for singing, I was happy I still had enough inner core conditioning from previous years to support me. And no, I don't think I'm being hard on myself. I truly believe it's a very good practice to watch ourselves dispassionately so we can understand what the audience hears versus our inner bone resonance. Eventually, we have to become self-correcting. What do I mean by viewing ourselves dispassionately? I see it this way. That on the screen is not me. It is a performance. That is not my face. It is a look, a creation, an image, all thanks to Sephora. Detachment is how I can analyze these parts while keeping my inner self nurtured. I am not my voice. I am not my face. I am Veronica, and these are my instruments. For example, I know my body is dramatically different from when I was younger, so my sound may seem more voluminous. I hear more bottom end than I would like to hear in the future, but I'm confident that this is easy to improve with more conditioning, focus, practice with the song notes, and understanding the limitations of the online audio experience. In my view, analyzing performance for improvement is a nurturing act. I deserve excellence. You deserve excellence. But let's have fun getting there and celebrate the steps we take in the journey. It's how we do it and how we talk to ourselves that matters. I learned these piano covers in 5 days, but I see I could have taken more time to get it to a standard I am happy with. And yet, I was still impatient. At this rate, I thought I'd never do anything if I waited for perfection. I had to set a date. It took almost a year to put together and purchase all the parts of my live streaming plan, so I was keen to see where I was at. We have to remember that our worst is sometimes someone's best effort or even in their dreams. We are all here to lift each other from where we are at, right here, right now. So, in the hopes that it helps others, I put my little gear list in the notes of the streaming highlight reel on YouTube and also here in the blog below. I would love to invite you to register on my website, soulsingercoach.com, to be notified of my next live streaming performance. For now, please check out my YouTube video and be sure to like and subscribe. That's all for now. And remember, life is hard. Sing anyway.